This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Let me try one more. No? Okay. Jason, if you give me the return, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, hey. let me tell the class what's been going on. So in the middle of the night, I heard this noise, and I went out to check, and sure enough, Little Bit, who was an adopted cat, was testing out the studio desk and was walking across the mixer. And there are probably about 100 switches, knobs, sliders. And I think he was able to step on a few of them. So if the audio's not right, I'm going to try to figure it out exactly what happened between now and, I don't know, soon. So, Jason, is the audio acceptable at this point for the broadcast to continue or not?
Yeah, it should work okay.
Okay. All right, so we're going to let it go. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning. Yeah, your audio to me is great.
Okay, very good. So, class, today we're going to talk about tips from the book. Kyle is in the front of the classroom to add, subtract, multiply, or divide those tips. He can certainly add his wealth of knowledge to the tips. And this is from my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. So I really have no intention to publish this book. So the way it would be disseminated would be through the radio waves. So here's a thought. Kyle, I know that in your life you have been an assistant service manager at an automotive dealership. And so some of the tips will relate to that and some of them to your other passion, which would be electricity. And let's start with the automotive section. So we have several trucks here at the farm, and two of them have Chevrolet 4.3 liter V6 engines. One of them is 2001 model, the other is a 2004 model. And the filter that they typically use in this particular vehicle, Chevrolet recommends a Fram. They don't necessarily recommend Fram brand, but in the Fram world, there's a part number 3980, Fram 3980. The height of, they recommend a 3387A. The height of that is about 3.4 inches. So it's a short filter. I'm talking about an oil filter. 3.4 inches. Now, you could go to a website and look up oil filter cross-reference. And you could find the original equipment oil filter, and you could find other oil filters that would fit. And with a little bit of diligence and a little bit of work, maybe 10 minutes at the most, you can find a larger one, one that would hold more oil, one that has a larger can, one that has more filter media, and may even cost less. So that's what I do. So the one that they recommend is 3.4 inches in height. And the one that we use is 5 inches in height. So roughly a third larger, at least. That's what we do. Kyle, any comments on that?
It's interesting, Vince. I've done that for years with my pickups. Any the newer Chevy pickups, or sometimes even some of the Toyota car engines. You can go to wasn't on the internet at all back then, and I still have not. I don't still have a computer or anything. This phone is about as close as it gets. But you can go to the auto parts store a lot of times and ask them if there's a bigger, longer filter that you can use, because common sense tells you that, you know, the more filter medium that you have in your filter, the cleaner your oil will stay for a longer. So that just makes sense. Yeah. It's a great idea.
So, class, here's the plan. The way I think this evolved was, when cars were first manufactured, there was no such thing as an oil filter. And Purolator Company, which stood for Pure Oil Later, meaning pure oil after the filter, which is kind of a stretch. It wasn't pure, but it's just cleaner anyway. They developed the first oil filter for automotive use. And I believe that cars that used to have a 5-quart crankcase system, meaning, like, let's say you had a 1960 something or other Ford or Chevy, your engine would use 5 quarts of oil. But over time, the oil capacity in passenger cars has gotten smaller. And I believe it's because the accountants have said, we don't need to put 5 quarts of oil in these engines. Let's try 4. And instead of having a quart, an oil filter that holds a quart of oil all by itself, let's use one that holds a half a quart or a third of a quart. Now, what happens is the oil in the engine does several things. Number one, of course, it lubricates the moving parts that are subjected to intense friction, and the friction causes heat. And the proof of that is, in the wintertime, you know, your hands are cold and you rub your hands together. Well, the friction warms your hands up. Well, just two parts moving across each other causes friction and heat. Well, the oil between those parts prevents some of that friction, and it removes the heat from those parts. So the oil actually cools these red-hot parts. Now, how hot am I talking about? Well, some parts in the engine might hit 1,500 to 1,800 degrees, like the valve stems of the intake and exhaust intake and exhaust valves. They get really hot. So the oil removes the heat, transfers it to the block. The block transfers it to the cooling system. The cooling system transfers it to the radiator, and the radiator transfers it to the outside air. So the oil does a tremendous job. So if you can add a little bit more oil, like let's say go from 4 quarts to 4.5 quarts or 5 quarts, that's a big deal. As a percentage, you're adding a lot more oil as a percentage, which adds to more cooling capacity of the oil. And it also adds a larger radiating surface of the oil filter, because those little tiny oil filters don't have as much radiating steel of the can of the oil filter as a larger can would. So there's a lot of reasons why you should consider using a larger oil filter, if it will fit, and if it has the bypass valve, and if it has the right diameter sealing gasket. Those all have to be, you know, checked. But if you can do that, it makes a lot of sense. So that's what we do here at the farm on every single one of our vehicles. If we get a new vehicle here in the shop for our own personal use, the first thing we do if we're changing the oil is to find a bigger, better oil filter. And I have a brand that I recommend. It's not the most expensive, but I have a tool that is, it's called an exhaust pipe cutter. And it looks like, if you've ever cut copper pipe with a copper pipe cutter, it looks like that, except it has a bunch of these wheel cutters on a chain. And you wrap it around an exhaust pipe, and you tighten it and tighten it, and then you rotate these cutters around the exhaust pipe, and slowly but surely it will cut the pipe in half. Well, I use that cutter on oil filters. And if I want to know if an engine is sludgy or dirty, or what happens, what the oil is picking up and filtering and getting trapped in the oil filter, I'll cut open an oil filter after I take it out. Kyle, do you do that as well?
I have not, Vince, but I have seen times when I was at the auto mechanic, the dealership that I used to work at, one of the mechanics there actually had one of those, and he cut about 5 or 6 of them all down. And we took a look at them, and I thought it was really interesting. At the time, When we tested this, which would have been the late 90s, the best filter we found was the Wix. And I'm curious as to what you have found.
Okay, I've cut a bunch of them. Wix, Fram, Purelator, Bosch, Lubrifiner, SDP, Supertech, which is the house brand for Walmart, AC Delco, Ford. I've cut them all open. And I really, and by the way, no matter what the brand is, there aren't very many manufacturers that make them. So many of the brands that I mentioned come from two or three manufacturing houses, although they're sold under different brand names. So, and Wix, I've cut that open too, the gold and the standard. Well, Wix is fine. But they're not all of them are of the same quality. Not all of the Frams are of the same quality. Not all of the Lubrifiners. They have different qualities. And when I worked at an auto parts store, I learned something that was quite interesting. Let's say there was a manufacturer of, and we'll just use oil filters. Let's say a Fram didn't make all the oil filters to fit all the cars. And the Fram sales guy would come into an auto parts store and say, hey, we'd like you to sell Fram oil filters because we think they're the best. And the auto parts, the owner of the store would say, okay, well, what about the coverage? Do you cover all these models? And the Fram guy would say either yes or no. They'd say, well, we've got some of them. And then the salesperson from the auto store would say, well, it doesn't matter if they're the best in the world. If you don't cover most of the models we need, then we'd have to carry Fram and AC Delco and Ford and Mopar, and we don't want to do that. So what would happen is the oil filter manufacturers would buy their competitors' filters and put them in their box. So, for example, and I'm making this up. This is not exact, but it's indicative. So Fram might buy oil filters from AC Delco if they had a part number that Fram didn't make. And they put the AC Delco filter in the Fram box, but it wouldn't say AC Delco on the side. It wouldn't say anything. I mean, it wouldn't look like an AC Delco blue filter. It would, you know, be painted, a neutral color. So what they did, what I'm saying is not all oil filters are made by the company that you think is making them. So they're not all the same. So cutting to the chase, I've read so many reports on the internet from these guys who think they know everything that they say Fram oil filters are junk. Well, that's not true. I have at least 100 Fram oil filters here at the farm, and I like them, and they're just fine. And I like AC Delco, but AC Delco changed their manufacturer, and they're not as good as they used to be. And so what is a good oil filter? Well, I can tell you that the house brand for AutoZone, and I buy a lot of parts from AutoZone, but there's no financial relationship. I'm just telling you because I've evaluated them. The AutoZone brand is STP. That's the Andy Granatelli's company. And I think they've licensed the logo and the name STP, and they use it on their branded oil and their branded oil filters and maybe some other parts. I've cut them open, and they're just fine. Okay? So you can save some money and buy those STP branded oil filters, and they're just fine. So that's one thought. And we probably have, you know, over 100 or more of them at the farm as well. So that's my thought on oil filters. And the other thing is when we put one on, we fill the oil filter with oil 90% full. So if it screws in and you hold it at the base and you screw it upwards, you can put 90% clean oil in the oil filter, and that way you won't be starting your engine without lubrication. Any comments, Kyle, going into a break?
Yeah, if you can install the oil filter with the bottom on the bottom, that works. That works.
Right. All right, we'll be right back. Kyle, I'm going to ask Kyle if he has more comments.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about tips from the book, and he's sharing his wealth of expertise. Kyle, I changed the oil on, and I've talked about this in the past, but I think it's so important. That's why I wanted to mention it again quickly today. I change the oil when it's hot. Not hot temperature outside, but when the engine oil is hot, per se. So after a trip of, let's say, 30, 40 miles at a minimum, I come back, I've got everything all ready to go, the drain pan, the wrenches, get under the vehicle if I'm going to do it outside, pull the oil filter, pull the drain plug, and I let it drain overnight on a level surface so I get all the old oil out as possible. Your comments on that procedure?
Well, that's absolutely the best. I mean, it's interesting. We used to have an older gentleman when I was at the dealership, and he drove a Ford diesel pickup, and he pulled trailers a lot, and it had the old 6.9 Ford diesel in it, which was an international diesel, very, very well-built motor. But he would drive his truck in at night just before quitting time and would tell, at the time, the oil filler, the oil change guy, his name was Dan at the time. Anyway, tell him, said, well, you know what I'm here for. I want you to change the oil in the truck and let it sit there overnight. And so he would. He'd put it up on the lift, raise it up, open the drain plug, start draining. And one time, Dan put a clean pan after it stopped, you know, just going to a drip. And so anyway, he put a clean pan underneath that truck and just let it set to see if it was really worth it so he could show the guy the next morning, you know. And would you believe, by the time the morning was over, of course, the diesel takes more oil than a gasoline engine. But at the end of the the next morning when Dan checked it, it had dripped out a half a quart of oil more that he was going to be able to put back in there. I was really surprised that it would drip that much more.
Yes, absolutely. And my findings have been, at a minimum, for a small American passenger car engine, I'm talking like a little four-cylinder, at least a half a cup. And for a larger, and when I'm talking about a cup, I'm talking about a coffee mug kind of a cup, to a full cup. That's what I've seen on just a gasoline-powered engine. So when you're looking at an 8-quart system for a diesel, absolutely, you are right spot on the money. And I've done that with a friend. I had a former friend here, and he'd come over, and I'd teach him about auto mechanics. So we're going to have lunch here in the good old days, you know, before the corona panic. And I said, let's change the oil, and you tell me when you think that the Jiffy Lube or the Walmart or whatever that quick change company would – when would they put the drain plug in? He said, about now. And I said, okay, so let's put another pan under there, and let's catch the oil, and we'll go have lunch. And we came out, and within an hour or so, it was exactly what you said. So the dripping slows down, but in order to make this happen the way Kyle is describing it, the oil has to be hot. And the reason is, you know this. You all know this, class. If you are cooking French fries, for example, and you start out with fresh oil out of your cupboard, you know the viscosity of that oil. And when you're done with that oil, you pour off the best oil, you put it in the refrigerator, and it gets cold, and now you try to pour the oil. It's much more viscous. It's resistant to flowing. Well, if you have a cold engine, the oil is not going to want to drain out. And worse than that is the soot, the particles, the contaminants are not in suspension. So they don't come running out when you pull the drain plug out. They sit at the bottom of the oil pan because that's where they've settled overnight. And I've done another experiment, Kyle. I've taken a copper wire, and I very carefully wrapped a mechanics shop towel, a disposable one, a blue one, around a small amount, kind of make it a Q-tip, if you will. And I pushed that into the oil pan, and I kind of mopped up the bottom of the oil pan. The amount of dirt that is still in there, even after dripping out all night, is amazing how much dirt and soot is in that engine. So I'm talking about an engine that might have 100,000 miles on it. Now, I don't recommend you do what I mentioned, because if you lose that rag inside the engine, you got a huge problem getting it out. So don't do that. You know, that's something that it's very, very risky to do. I don't do that unless I really want to see what's going on. There are better ways, like a camera on a wire. Any quick comments before we go into a break?
No, that's I've got a good funny story for you after the break.
All right, we'll be right back with Kyle's story.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate has voted 56-44 to proceed with the impeachment of President Trump. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin.
The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. It's the most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump attorney David Schoen.
Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has no idea how much the first failed impeachment of President Trump cost taxpayers, conservative estimates put the number at $32 million. And here we go again. How much treasure and waste of time when other pressing issues are paramount will the government spend for a second impeachment trial? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Arguments will continue Wednesday in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, with each side being given 16 hours to make their case. Senator Ted Cruz says the week will be nothing more than political theater. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that every senator knows the trial will end in acquittal, but Democrats remain focused on President Trump instead of the issues facing the nation.
It is going to end with the president being acquitted. In order for the president to be convicted, it takes 67 votes in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen. It's not going to get 67 votes. It's not going to get close to 67 votes. Every one of the 100 senators knows that. Every one of the House managers knows that. But this is political theater, because rather than address the real problems, the real challenges we have in this country, rather than focus on getting kids back in school and getting tens of millions of Americans back to work, the Democrats want a week of just political theater raging at Donald Trump.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward with the impeachment. The Senate convenes at noon Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Well, keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking about tips from the book today. Kyle's with us. Kyle, you got a funny story?
I do, but I wanted to say one other thing before I get to the story. Folks, if you are going to change your oil hot, you better be wearing some kind of a nitrile glove, which you should wear anyway. You should keep rags handy, paper towels or shop towels or something like that handy, because I will tell you the plug is very hot. And the oil is hotter. So if it drops down your hand and runs down your hand for some reason because you didn't get the plug out of the way fast enough, it will burn you. So do that. Use your common sense, use your head, and you absolutely should, in my opinion, you absolutely should learn to change your own oil because, and do as much maintenance as you possibly can on your own vehicles while you can learn it easily without it being a necessity. But that's just the extremely simple thing that you should learn to do. But I just wanted to put that warning out there because I guarantee you it can burn you bad, especially if you follow our advice and get your oil hot before you change it.
Absolutely correct. So, class, you know, as a disclaimer, I would have to say, don't do what we do. Don't do what we do because it's risky and you can burn yourself. So after, you know, over 50 years plus of doing this, I don't get burned because I know exactly where the oil is going to flow. And one thing you can do is you can go to help prevent this. Obviously, you want to wear those nitrile gloves that Kyle's talking about. Obviously, you want to have a long sleeve shirt on, you know, one that you don't mind getting oil on. And you want to have rags to, if you get it on your hands, you want to get it off very, very quickly so you don't burn yourself. But what you can do is you can go very slowly. And when you take that drain plug out, you can use a socket with an extension and a ratchet, and you can slowly remove or unscrew the drain plug at a distance because you've used the socket and the extension to add distance between where the oil's going to run out and down and your hands. And that's what I do. And with the oil filters, I use a strap type oil filter wrench. And this is one that gets tighter, tighter, tighter as you go to unscrew the oil filter. And they make them in different sizes, and they have a range, so one size doesn't fit all. So I use the kind that's a strap, and the reason I use that is when the oil runs out the bottom of the filter, my hand is on the wrench at the top of the oil filter or at the side of the oil filter, so I don't get oil on me because of the type of wrench that I use. You can't always use that kind of a wrench, but it's great. And you might find them at yard sales for a dollar. I've found a bunch of them at, you know, yard sales for a dollar. So that's the kind of oil filter wrench that I use. And you need to make sure, and there's one other thing. There's a drain plug gasket, and in the old days, a drain plug gasket that would fit the drain plug would last the life of the car. Now that's not the case. With General Motors cars, they want you to replace the rubber drain plug gasket every time you change the oil. And it's designed so that the drain plug gasket, it's a metal gasket, it would normally crush. Well, no, the rubber ones only seem to work once, and then they leak the second time. So be very careful about that. And if you want your drain plug, metal drain plug gasket to last a long time, what you do is you don't take the drain plug gasket off the drain plug, okay? Because it will wear against the oil pan, and it will wear against the drain plug. So you'll have, like, grooves in the drain plug gasket. So if you take the drain plug out and keep the gasket on there the same way, the same orientation every time, it will last the life of the car if it's a metal one, meaning aluminum or copper. Any comments on that, Kyle, before your story?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely correct, Vince. Yep, everything you said there is great ideas. This is a funny story, and this is a warning as well in the same time. One time, this older gentleman came in and he said, my oil pressure is really low. And we thought, okay, and boy, it was like only about maybe 5 pounds showing on this thing, and the engine should have been fine. And so he said, oh, I want to change the oil. And so we checked the dipstick, and it was full, you know. So we run it up on the rack, and Dan at the time, the guy, took the oil plug out, thinking, you know, things were going to run coming out of there because the engine was hot. And all of a sudden, this substance similar to honey was coming out of there. It was darker than honey, but it was just barely coming out. And so this was like taking, we waited like, I don't know, 10 minutes, and it was still just barely coming out. I mean, in a very small stream. Finally, we said, well, that's got to be something wrong with this. So he told the manager told that Dan to take the oil pan off because it was easy and you could just slide it out without. It was a two-wheel drive car, and you could just. It was an older one, so you could just drop those little things with a air wrench and no big deal. So he dropped that oil pan down, and when he did, it was like there was this huge glob of honey up in there. And so we asked this guy, what kind of oil are you using? And he said, well, it was all we is using oil. And so every time it got a little bit low, I put another can of STP in there. And so he literally had nothing but STP practically in his entire engine. And luckily it didn't do any, it didn't damage the engine, but we literally had to go back up in there and take rubber gloves, and you would try to pull as much of that out of there. We ended up taking the oil pump off while it was down there, had a mechanic take the oil pump out, clean it all out, and put it back up in there. But and then all of a sudden we put a little bit heavier weight oil in it. At that time, you know, we didn't have these type of cars that were taking zero weight motor oil. But I think his called for 1030, and I think we put 1040 in there for him at that time. And all of a sudden, his oil pressure came right back up. But we just thought, you know, this guy is just like living. He just loved that the old time commercials. You know, when you put an STP in there, and it'll protect your engine. You know, but it doesn't run on nothing but STP. Anyway, we laughed and laughed about that because we couldn't believe that somebody would keep putting that much in there.
That's a great story. And you said honey. And there was a product back then, I'm talking about in the 60s and 70s, it was called Motor Honey. And really what it was was super thick petroleum. And so some people have tried to figure out what does STP stand for. And some people would say scientifically tested product. Some would say scientifically tested petroleum. Some would say super thick petroleum. And really what it is it's a petroleum product. It's really not a good lubricant. But what some people, including myself, have done with use, and I've used STP, but I don't use it the way it's sold to be used. I used to use it when, and I still do, when I assemble an engine. So if I'm going to assemble an engine, I might use it so that, let's say the engine assembly might take me a week. So I might use that in lieu of or in addition to 50-50 mix of STP with engine oil to lubricate the cylinder walls and bearings and so forth so that the oil doesn't run off between the time I build the engine and the time I start the engine, you know, a week later. But even Andy Granatelli, the owner of STP, was quoted as saying, you know, he was bringing a, you know, six pack of STP to the shop where they're building a racing engine. And I think he was asked, like, so you use STP in the racing engines? And he said, no. We use it to assemble the racing engines. So there you have it.
Yeah.
And if you think, class, if you think Kyle's kidding, he's not kidding. This stuff is just like honey. And I believe it can destroy your engine. And I think this gentleman that you're talking about was fortunate that he didn't destroy his engine. And if you read any of the owner's manuals for any of the domestic cars, probably including Mercedes and the Asians as well, you'll find out that they say don't add any oil additives to your oil, period. That's what they'll tell you. And there's a reason for that, because they don't know what all these additives are going to do. And the engine oils are generally designed to do a fairly good job, although they've not done as good of a job as they used to do, because they removed some of the additives that were necessary, like phosphorus and zinc, from the engine oil. So how much does an engine oil change cost? Well, I just looked it up, and the numbers, these are kind of staggering to me, but they say that the average cost in 2020 for an engine oil change would vary from $69 to $95, with the midpoint being around $75. And that seems like a lot of money for an oil change to me. But if you think about the average quart of oil costing $5, $6, $7 for good oil, it makes sense, especially if you're using five quarts or more, plus a quality oil filter, plus the labor, plus all the fees and taxes and all that other nonsense that we have associated with automobile repair shops. So you should do it yourself, class. And the real thing to remember is what Kyle said. Let it drain overnight. And that's the big deal. And make sure you put the drain plug on with the right amount of torque. And that's kind of an art. And you'll get the hang of it. Watch some YouTube videos and learn how to do it. And make sure that if you're going to put the car up in the air, like on jack stands, that you know what you're doing so that the car doesn't fall off and crush you to death. Because there are plenty of people who have put cars up on blocks. When I say blocks, I'm talking about cinder blocks, concrete blocks, and they fail, and they collapse, and then the guy gets trapped under the vehicle and is damaged permanently for life or killed. Be really careful. If you're going to use ramps, use quality ramps, drive up on them, use the parking brake, put the vehicle in park, chuck the wheels, do all that kind of stuff. But you want the engine to be level. So even if you're going to use, drive up ramps, even when after you've driven up on the ramps, you want the vehicle to be level. And keep that in mind. And you don't want it to roll off the ramps and roll over you either. So there's a lot of things to be concerned about. So if you can, the hot setup would be, don't use the ramps. See if you can figure out a way of just kind of crawling under there without raising the vehicle. Any comments on that, Kyle?
Yep, absolutely true, Vince. It's because it is a dangerous thing to run up on ramps. Even if you happen to, if you don't get those ramps aligned correctly, you can run off of one side or have them collapse and fall off of one side, and then they're stuck underneath your car. So, there's a lot of things to, and I've watched a friend of mine do this one time. I just had pulled up into his house because he was going to try to change his oil for the first time, and he was going to try to have everything ready. And so he had run up on these ramps, and unfortunately, he didn't get the ramp centered in the tire, and he pulled up over there in the left side of the car, the driver's side of the car. He didn't have it lined up correctly, and the car fell off of the ramp, collapsed, and crushed the little metal ramp that he had, and now it was stuck underneath his car. And so, anyway, we ended up getting it out of there, but it was a process.
Yeah, so class, I recommend that if you're going to do an oil change and you're going to drive up on ramps, have somebody there with you to guide you. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kyle, and we're talking about tips from the book. Kyle, you've been at the automotive dealership, and you've seen how oil changes are done. Do you think the dealership owner would want that car to stay on the lift for an oil change for, let's say, an hour or two? Or do you think they'd want the car
to be in there? Absolutely not. No, no. They're in and out of there, and anywhere from, depending on how fast the mechanic is or the guy doing it, the younger kid, I would say from somewhere between the time they pull on the lift and go up, somewhere between 10 and 20 minutes on the outside. I had one thing that I wanted to mention to people too. Two things actually come to mind. If you're tightening, learning how to tighten your drain plug, get a torque wrench and look up exactly what the manufacturer tells you to do with that until you learn like Vince said, it's an art. I can do it now kind of in my sleep, you know, and I know about how tight to get it. But you can strip that out very easily if you go too hard. And if you go too soft, the plug itself can actually work its way out from just the vibration of the engine, and then it will drain out. Lose your oil, your oil will drain out, and then you ruin your engine. So really follow the – if you're just now starting out learning this, please do it right. Learn how to do it right. Literally torque it down with a real torque wrench, and it might even require inch pounds. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's around 10 to 15 foot-pounds is what if I just am remembering. It's been a long time since I even looked, but I can't tell you for every car. I'm sure they're different a little bit. The next thing that I wanted to push on here, so folks, think about this. If we're going into really hard times, Vince and I are talking about something that is probably one of, as far as automotive maintenance goes, this is probably one of the most simple to us rudimentary type things. And just think about all of the variables that could happen to cause your car to be ruined or you to be hurt. So this is something that you can't afford to put off. This is something you should have learned years ago, and it's definitely something you need to work with and work toward now and try to learn to if we ever get in an SHTF situation in this country or a depression and you have to do it and you try to learn this, being hurt or maimed or ruining your engine because you didn't know what you're doing is going to be catastrophic to you. So that's just a couple of thoughts I had before the top of the hour here, Vince. Your comments?
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. So the oil change is a big deal. And one of the things that's on my list for having supplies is a couple oil filters at least, and a couple quantities, whatever the quantity is of the oil that you like to use, whatever that is, have it on hand. Buy it when it's on sale. You know, don't waste any money. Buy it when it's on sale, and you can stick with the same oil. Some mechanics over the years, the old mechanics from the 60s would say never change brands of oil. Well, I have. I mean, some people use Shell Rotella, some people use Delo, some people use Exxon Mobil's. They're all different kinds of oil. Well, I think you can switch. But if you find one that you like, stay with it. Stay with it. Buy it when it's on sale. Keep it in your garage or wherever you would keep the oil and get a couple oil filters. And if you want the best price on oil filters, do that cross-reference. Find the one that is bigger, that costs the same or less. And then what you do is you look up on eBay that part number. So, for example, let's say it happens to be a Fram and it's PH8A model. You look up, instead of looking up Fram for a Jeep make and model and your Jeep, look up, find out the exact oil filter model, brand and model number, and then look it up by the oil filter. So then you type in an eBay Fram PH8A, for example, if that's the oil filter, and you'll find all kinds of options, and you'll find, and then you can type in Fram PH8A, comma lot, which would mean you want to buy more than one, and then you find you can get five of them or six of them for the price of two or three. Okay? Because if you look it up, if you say, and I've got a 1994 Jeep 2.5 liter four cylinder engine oil filter, you're going to find more expensive oil filters than the Fram PH8A. So look it up by the part number, and that applies to washing machine parts, capacitors, drive belts, everything you can think of. Don't look it up necessarily by the fitment. Look it up by the part number for that exact part. Not what it fits, but the part. Any quick comments, Kyle, before we go into this break?
Yeah, absolutely true, Vince. Yep, absolutely true. You can do that. You can even ask for that at the auto parts store sometimes.
Yep, and when we come back, let's talk about antifreeze and coolant and some of the problems that we're seeing with engines failing because people have not changed their antifreeze / coolant. It's a big problem. It's an expensive problem. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.